Now, in-person classes may not be happening, but that hasn't stopped a team of students from UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee from continuing work on a solar house design project. Engineers from Madison and architects from Milwaukee are finalists in the U.S. Department of Energy's Race to Zero Solar Decathlon competition. They're trying to develop the most sustainable, climate change-fighting homes possible. The event was supposed to take place in person later this month, but rather than cancel it altogether, the competition is going forward online. We have two of the team members with us. Ryan McKernan is a senior mechanical engineering student at UW-Madison, and Rachel Schultz is a graduate first-year Master of Architecture student at UW-Milwaukee. Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Rachel, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Rachel, on the architecture side of things, can you tell us a little bit about the designs you've done for this competition? What are you shooting for on these on the houses you're working on?
So the intent behind the houses are for them to be zero net production homes. So we started by making a set of these schematic design homes, and we intended to use traditional architectural style homes. We went with like a Craftsman Arts and Crafts style. That's the Solar Decathlon submitted style home. We also have the traditional farmhouse style home as another production style. And we have a homestead similar to another farmstead home.
And Rachel, this isn't just taking a standard house design, as I understand it, and slapping on some solar panels. You're really going into the nuts and bolts to try to hit that zero emission standard, right?
Yes, we're diving into a lot of different things to do with like energy, materials, even our walls, which are made out of the SIPs. We're using a lot of more efficient appliances. We did a whole semester of research into how to produce the best net zero energy home. And it also has to do with how the homeowner takes care of the home and how they react in their home, and how much they try to reduce their water usage, their electric usage, things like that.
And Ryan, on the engineering side of thing, what are these designs, what kind of unique challenges do they present and figure out how to bring them to life?
So obviously, like Rachel said, we did a lot of research in the net zero house kind of department. And what we found was that kind of, although sticking on solar panels does eventually get it to net zero, the most important thing when building a net zero house is the airtightness of the house itself and really managing the thermal barrier. So if you think of a house, it's kind of just a big heat transfer problem. You want to really mitigate the heat transfer in and the heat transfer out, but also optimizing the various kind of solar heat that you can gain. There's a bunch of different variables that kind of factor into the whole design, but basically just optimizing that into the best house design possible.
And Ryan, what kind of things did you do to try to meet that challenge of limiting that that heat transfer you were just talking about?
So we introduced SIPs, which are structural insulated panels, and what they do is kind of get rid of the thermal bridging that takes place in normal houses, and this happens across of the wood studs. And so this basically takes away that thermal bridging aspect of it and also increases the air tightness by basically stacking up these panels like Legos, creating a very tight gap in between the panels itself.
Now, Rachel, let's turn to this competition itself now. The idea, it was originally, I think, your team would be together in person collaborating on this. Then you go to an in-person competition. How have things like safer at home orders and canceling these big gatherings, how's that affected the process for you all?
It's definitely affected it a lot. We were originally supposed to send out five of us to Denver, Colorado, to do an in-person presentation. And now, obviously, we can't all go there. So we're all recording at our own homes, and we have one of our team members are snipping together all of our recordings of our script is what we're going to say, and placing them together in a video. It's kind of interesting because this way you can, like, know exactly what you're going to say and not get, like if you were on stage, get all nervous and mess up. You can tweak everything to how you want it to be. And you can lay out the video into a format that makes it really graphic and visual and really appealing to the judges, since you can't physically be there in person, so they can't physically see you and relate to you. You can try to convey that through video now.
Ryan, does the fact that this is a competition, you're up against teams from all over the country, does that inspire you to come up with more creative solutions here?
Definitely does, especially looking at the past proposals and projects from the previous years and kind of seeing the level that they submitted their projects to. It really kind of amplified our team and the architects to kind of really step up. And this being said, this is the first year where we actually have kind of the architects leading the role. As Rachel may have said, there's 19 architects and 8 engineers. So we have a pretty big team kind of tackling this, and this kind of really made it easier for us to get things done, but also harder to dictate who has what position and kind of getting things done on time. But I think overall, as looking at competing against other universities, we had a pretty decent proposal this year, and I'm happy with what came out of it.
And Rachel, this isn't just going to exist in blueprint form. I understand there will be 3 houses ultimately built. What's going to happen? Where are those going to be?
Yeah, so one is going to be the Verona house, which was the one submitted to the competition. This will be in like a suburb on the outskirts of Madison. It's for the Golden family. They agreed to be a part of the competition as well as 2 other clients. The other clients are in Danbury, which is really northern Wisconsin, as well as the Homestead home will be really northern Wisconsin near Minneapolis area. These homes should be built. I think the Verona one, we are able to better track the energy and better keep track of how our net zero has taken place.
Ryan, are you excited ultimately to see your work end up, in actual building form around the state?
Oh, yeah. I think especially being from Madison and having Verona kind of right there, it'll be cool to see it actually being built and then the finished product. But I thought the coolest aspect of it was meeting the actual clients in person in December and kind of showing them our iterations and getting feedback from them to kind of see where the process was going and what they wanted versus what they didn't want.
And Rachel, that reminds me, before I let you both go, part of the challenge here wasn't just to build a great energy efficient house. It was to build one that would work here in Wisconsin, right? How much of the Wisconsin environment informed your designs?
It definitely informed us a lot, especially looking into the climate zone. We had to think about how to make sure the basement was configured, how thick our insulation would be. We had to think about what kind of native plants we would use, even in the landscaping, and even just like the roof pitches and angles and overhangs that came in with a certain sun angles. And also just like the environment here, it's cold most of the year, and the house includes some features that you can still enjoy your outdoor weather, even when it starts to hit those like temperatures that are a little chillier.
Well, good luck, and thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Rachel Schultz, graduate first-year Master of Architecture student at UW-Milwaukee. We also heard from Ryan McKernan, a senior mechanical engineering student at UW-Madison. We talked to them today about their sustainable solar home design for the U.S. Energy Department's national competition.